Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I love this message. Is, are you driven by purpose? Are you driven by purpose? You were born with a divine purpose, and that is really the reason why you're here. Jesus Christ was driven by his purpose. And he was driven by that purpose because every person without Christ as Savior is literally a dead man or a dead woman walking. And by this, I mean a condemned prisoner held by Satan who is about to be executed in eternal flames of judgment. Jesus came for that reason. In Luke chapter 19 and 10, he says, the Son of Man has come to seek and save people who are lost. Now, when we look at that word lost, it has many meanings, but when you look in the original language, it literally means perishing and destroyed. That kind of changes that scripture verse in your mind, doesn't it? He came to seek and to save those perishing and destroyed. We talk about being driven. A definition of the word driven is to be relentlessly compelled by the need to accomplish a task. It's to be consistent and determined to accomplish it. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and 9, it says, God is not willing that any should perish. In other words, he doesn't want anyone to be destroyed. He wants everyone to repent. But we're up against a time schedule for that. Verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. We do not know how much time we have left to witness to our loved ones, our families, and our friends. Today, Jesus Christ is searching for fiery believers. I'll never forget Keith Green. Some of you know that name. Christian composer, once hippie. One of the songs he said, and in one of his songs he said, the church is asleep in the light. Jesus is searching for fiery believers driven by prophetic purpose to help save their generation from eternal judgment. This message is for you young people as well, because you were born to save your generation. You see, Jesus Christ is our example. And it is the will of God for each of us to be like his son, Jesus Christ, who willingly suffered so that the world could be saved. See, Jesus came to save humanity from sin. He came to save them from the devil's power. He came to save them from eternal punishment. And that's why we're here as well. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. Let me ask you a question. What drives you? What consumes your thoughts and your energy during the day? You know, prophetic events are happening all around us, and they really reveal that Jesus is coming soon. This is the season, I believe, according to the prophecies, that Jesus Christ will return for his church. However, even with the prophecies and the signs, Jesus said people will still be taken by surprise like in the days of Noah. In Luke 17 and 26, he said, As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. For they ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. I have an announcement for us today as believers. It's time to be driven by your divine purpose. Because our primary purpose in life really is to share the gospel, to let people know that Jesus Christ is the only way to God, the only way to salvation, the only way to eternal life. God is looking for fiery passion in his people. And if you don't possess it, you need to pray. Pray for that divine passion, that you will do all in your power to prevent people from going into hell and eternal judgment. Now, yes, you will face persecution and some suffering when you get involved with witnessing and sharing the gospel, because the devil will be against you. He won't want you to do it. He wants everyone to be lost. He wants everyone to join him in the pit of fire. In 2 Timothy 1 and 8, the Apostle Paul stated to Timothy, his spiritual son, he said, never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. And unfortunately, there are many who act like they're ashamed to share that they're Christians and that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation and eternal life. But remember what Jesus said. He said, anyone who's ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of when I return with the angels of God. We don't want the Lord to be ashamed of us. We really want to be those fiery Christians that he expects us to be. In verse 9 of 2 Timothy and 1, it says, God saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. According to his own purpose in Christ Jesus before time began. Before time began, God called us according to his purpose for us. And that's why it requires a spiritual reality check for Christians. Because do we really understand that people without Christ are going to walk into a lake of fire someday and never come out? You know, people think about God as, oh, God, he's too good to judge people like that. God's not sending anyone to hell. No, he's not. We make the decision on our own. Whether we accept Jesus Christ or reject him, that determines where we spend our eternity. God has already proven his love for humanity by sending his only son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place. In John 3 and 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Because God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. I've got to ask a question. If we really do believe in the lake of fire, hell, and the final judgment, where's the sorrow? Where's the sacrifice? Where's the effort to reach the lost without Christ by the church? Where is it? Where is it from you and from me? You know, God loves the world so much that he did all he could by sending his son. And then we've taken that baton. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. But do we really have that same passion that Jesus had? God warned us to warn others. In Ezekiel chapter 3 and 18, it says, and these are God's words, if I warn the wicked saying, you are under the penalty of death, but you fail to deliver that same warning, they will die in their sins, but I will hold you responsible for their deaths. You may want to write that verse down. Ezekiel chapter 3, actually verses 18 and 19. Because 19 then says, if you warn them and they refuse to repent and keep on sinning, yes, they will die in their sins, but you have saved yourself because you have obeyed me. We all have a responsibility to the lost, to those who are perishing and those who are destroyed, to tell them what lies ahead of their life without Jesus Christ. Now, believe it or not, some Christians really feel it's wrong to share their faith, especially younger Christians. And I'm not picking on you guys, but in a survey, 47% of practicing Christian millennials believe it was wrong to share their faith with someone of a different faith. That's not biblical. Folks, listen, God operates upon the principles of purpose. Divine purpose is the driving force of the universe. His purpose are the reason, the strategy, and even the design behind everything that God does. God has an assigned purpose. And that's why he sent Jesus in the world. And it was for us to share the gospel about him. In John 3 and 35, it says, the Father loves his Son and has put everything into his hands. And anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. And then he goes on to say, anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under sin's judgment. Jesus Christ came into the world to save us, to save the whole world from sin, eternal punishment, and the destructive activity of the devil in our lives. Just look at the world today. So many lives destroyed, in bondage, confused about who they are. In case you're not aware, we are in a spiritual war with a real devil and evil spirits. Now, I don't know how many churches are telling you that every day, but we live in a world that is also occupied by evil spirits determined to destroy us. They want to destroy you, your family, and everything that you love. So what are you doing about it? What are you saying about it? In 1 Peter chapter 5 and 8, it says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And then there's Ephesians 6 and 11. It says, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. He has so many strategies, but they all lead to one place, if he's successful, the lake of fire for every individual. Verse 12 explains it. We're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. We're fighting against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. There is an unseen world all around us. We are fighting against mighty powers in this dark world and against evil spirits. Folks, listen, you have to understand this is one of the reasons why you must pray. Prayer is spiritual warfare. You must speak and bind evil spirits coming against you, your health, your occupation, your family, by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil spirits are not as prevalent, that is, they don't show themselves like they did during the time of Jesus. When the disciples went out, they said, even the evil spirits respond to us. When we use the authority of your name, Jesus said, behold, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and against all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm you. Evil spirits are subject to you. And that's the same message that we need to understand today. Yes, we are in a spiritual war, but through Jesus Christ, by the authority of his name, evil spirits must submit to us.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Your purpose in life has to do with serving. The first two commandments tell us that in Matthew 22 and 37, Jesus said, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. If you don't love God that way, I promise you, you will not be able to fulfill your purpose. Because God is going to ask you to do some things that you don't want to do. God is going to expect you to follow him in some directions that you just won't want to follow. But if you love him more than anything, you'll do it. But then the second commandment is, the Bible says it's equally as important, love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, God has given you a gift to serve others with. That gift is not for your entertainment. Your purpose is not about you, as I said. It's about others. It's about you serving others. Start to serve others. In 1 Peter 4 and 10, it says, God has given each of you a gift from his variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Number three, God has given you one of the following gifts and wants you to activate them in your life. And they can be activated by the laying on of hands. As I mentioned to you, we're going to be praying for people. We're going to be laying hands on them. And we're going to be believing that God is going to activate them. In 2 Timothy 1 and 6, the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, I remind you to fan the flames of the spiritual gift that God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Let me mention some of the foundational gifts that God has given to us. We all have at least one. This is found in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. It says, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the portion of our faith. If serving, in his service. Or he who teaches, in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. When we talk about prophecy, an example of a person who operated in that prophetic gift, we see John the Baptist. These are just some people that we can look at and try to understand, okay, well, this is what it means to operate in the gift of prophecy. Prophecy shows that it brings people to inner conviction and repentance in their life. A person who operates in the gift of prophecy is a very direct and frank individual who's very persuasive in their speaking. Prophecy people may make you nervous because they say things nobody else would. And you're wondering, don't they know I shouldn't say that? Or what they just said offended me. Some of you know prophets. Or those with that prophetic foundational gift. Ministry or serving. A person who had that gifting in the Bible was Martha. She had the gift of serving. The person who operates in this gift seeks to meet practical needs of others. Some of you are always around to help people who are in need. And then there's the gift of teaching. The Apostle Paul operated in this particular foundational gift. A person operating in the gift of teaching, as they teach, the following will occur to those listening. They will gain new insight. They'll have more understanding about scriptures previously read. All of a sudden, they'll really begin to get the picture. And then there's the gift of exhortation. You may have this gift. Barnabas in the Bible had this gift. It's a gift of encouragement. It's one that strengthens people. It comforts people. Those who have the gift of exhortation are not judgmental against other people. Then there's the gift of giving. That was the gift that Abraham in the Bible had. Persons operating in this gift have a spiritual need to give to other people, to help them, to share what God has given them with other people. It's also given to them the ability to make wise purchases and investments. In Genesis chapter 14 and 18, it talks about Melchizedek, the king of Salem, how he gave to Abraham after a battle bread and wine. And Abraham gave him 1/10 of all of the goods that he had just gotten through the battle. Then there's the gift of ruling or organizing. A person who operates in this gift gives help through leadership and helps others to develop themselves in their ministries. Nehemiah had that particular gift in the Bible. God used him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem after the Syrian invasion. And then the last one I want to mention is mercy. Mercy really can be seen in the Good Samaritan. He had that particular gift because the person who operates in this gift is moved to action when people are hurting. They're moved with compassion for others. Now, when you identify your gift, you can identify it by its effect on other people. So let me briefly talk about prophecy right on. People will operate in the gift of prophecy. As a result, people will repent and your words will bring conviction to their lives. People with the gift of teaching, people will learn, they'll receive and gain greater insight in the scriptures. Those who are serving, people will be overwhelmed with satisfaction and appreciation for how you treated them. The gift of exhortation, people will be supernaturally encouraged. Those who have the gift of giving, people will be in awe of your generosity. And the gift of ruling or organizing, people will say, now that's a real manager, that's a real leader. And then there's the gift of mercy. People will feel loved and totally at ease when they are around you. Last but not least, these gifts are stirred through the laying on of hands by the pastor and the presbytery, those who are in leadership together. And 1 Timothy 4 and 14, it says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given you by prophecy and the laying on of hands by the presbytery.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is, Are You Driven by Purpose? Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we thank you because you said, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through, and we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.